Welcome, everybody, to Love About Town, the podcast where two brown nerds discuss sex, dating, and relationships in an attempt to be better. As always, you have me, your host, Kenise Mobley, and...
your boy, Rohan, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. We have returning champion Rebecca O'Neill on this week, and we're discussing her OnlyFans account, the male gaze, and how all of our types have evolved over quarantine. And so with that, I'll give you Rebecca O'Neill, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Woo! Woo!
Rebecca, where are you at? Where are you at in Brooklyn? Are you still in Brooklyn or did you move out of the city?
I'm in Bushwick.
You're in Bushwick. Okay, yeah.
Well, nice. Why am I showing you my window? Anyway. You can like geo place me. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm around the corner from everybody.
Yeah. I also like we're recording this on a day when it is snowing. So when you did point it towards your window, it was just a wall of white.
It was just white. Like you can't even see anything.
Yeah, exactly.
It's real crazy right now. It looks so cute though, but.
It's not terrible to look at through a window, but knowing that it's fucking up my plans and that it's preventing me from going anywhere, like even more than COVID already is.
Even more.
I do feel like The Shining a little bit, just like a tiny bit of like, well, I mean, an axe makes sense, I guess. Like,
I want to do a snow photo shoot, but I don't have a backyard or anything, so.
Just in the street.
They're not ready. I don't want to be that bitch. Like,
how close are you to the park? Or a park?
This is not the type of photo shoot you do at a park. You need private property.
Oh, okay. All right.
But also a nice one, too. Well, but also a nice family-friendly one, too.
I am now, based on you saying that, imagining you, fur coat, like, cool snow vibes, bikini underneath situation.
Are you a psychic or something? Because that's my vision. I'm like, yeah, exactly.
Who's the photo shoot for? Is it for a guy or just for in case that you need to send something to somebody?
I don't recognize that question. It's for money, Rohan. What do you mean?
Oh, okay.
That was a crazy thing.
Yeah, no, you're right. How could I have been so
for a man or for a potential so man? Naive. For whoever's got the money.
Money. Oh, yes, exactly. I keep forgetting about the pandemic.
Online too.
So wait, damn. You have an OnlyFans. I know this because you post to Twitter about like, if you'd like to see more, go to my OnlyFans. I have not subscribed to your OnlyFans. And I think it's partially because I have a deep-seated, prudishness about seeing nudity from my friends. I can see a certain level and no more. Wait, what?
Yeah. I said, sure, yeah, that's the whole thing. That's the whole thing.
Yeah, I love watching other people be nude. That's one of my favorite things, but my friends, I can't.
You know, I used to feel like that, and a few things changed it. Number one, I've worked in a strip club before, and you see people that you're close with fully nude every day, and it's like, fine.
Yeah. Fine.
We all got the same shit, more or less. And you know what? Whatever type of shit you got, we love to see it. The other part was, so those are stripper friends. That's one thing. So you're kind of supposed to see each other naked in that environment. But then since I started my OnlyFans and other people in my field started OnlyFans and we have group chats and we all subscribe to each other for free, boy, I've seen everybody's, you know, good china. I've seen the good china. And it's like, hey, I feel like a privileged, you only take out the good china for people you care about. You
that's
know?
True. Yeah. That's true.
Okay. Yeah, I feel privileged to see some of the funniest people in this town's junk on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And across the country, junk.
I gotta.
Don't stress too much. You look panicked.
Yeah. I was just like, I have that terrible thing where, like, if I see someone naked, that is what I see when I see them, period. So it's just this thing where, like, if I've seen someone's penis or vagina, whenever I see them, it's like, yes, it's like imagine like a large version of your genitals, and that's the thing that's walking around and talking to you. Oh, and boy. I want to see you, like, I want to see you as a person.
You know what's funny is that I have the opposite where, like, I'll see someone naked and then, like, I'll see them next time and be like, we just hang out and then we'll be having a good time and I'll be like, oh my god, I've seen you naked, that's awesome.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's different though, I guess, with when they're also your colleagues. So it's not
Well, it hasn't come up that much though, because it's all been remote. So I haven't seen most of these people since I've been introduced to their more private selves.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll see what happens. Maybe I'll be like, or maybe I'll just be like, oh, hey, you know, we don't know. And we'll find out in real time when the world opens back up, you know?
Yeah.
Are, you know, people have seen my, I know some co-workers, because some people subscribe to OnlyFans with their like government first and last name, which is a whole other thing.
Yeah, I've heard stories about that.
But no, I shouldn't do, okay, sorry.
Well, here's the thing, this is not a value judgment, but the point is, I know who you are.
Yeah.
And I know what you've seen. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have to see each other. So that will be interesting once things are back to normal. Oh, wait, I lied. I have seen one person.
Okay.
I have seen one person.
You do not have to tell us who it is.
It wasn't going to.
Okay. No.
But yeah, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
I'm examining my damage. And I think it's because when I see naked people, it is expressly for the purposes of getting turned on, before I touch myself or something like that.
Yeah.
But if I see my friends, I don't want to see them and then get turned on, and then I'm just around them and I'm horny, but not for them.
Don't subscribe to any of your friends OnlyFans. Don't do this to yourself. Okay, you know yourself too well. This will not be fun for you. Okay,
You should just tip people. Don't look. Just tip. Just be can you do
just stay off the OnlyFans. Don't even go on
OnlyFans at all.
Can I just Venmo people the cost of a subscription to say I support you, whatever, but I don't want to see your business.
You can always Venmo your friends. Isn't illegal. You could do that whenever you want. You know what I mean?
Cool. Yeah,
the OnlyFans part does complicate it though a little bit.
Yeah, it seems so. I don't know. It's people seem to like it a lot, and I'm ooh, a cool new thing. Wait, it's not for me.
Look, some shit is not for me. Look,
I know, but I want to support and participate. But I'm I'm too square. I can't.
Do you not subscribe to anybody's OnlyFans, Kanice?
I don't
anybody...
subscribe to anyone's, and I should, because we had Logan Pearson, and he was subscribe to my OnlyFans, and I was you heard it here, folks, subscribe to his OnlyFans. But I have not subscribed to his OnlyFans.
Hey, it's your money. Don't spend money on anything if you're on the fence about it. That's the number one rule of stuff. Don't do that.
It just feels weird sometimes, going to the big porn sites, and you look at porn, and you're this is unethical.
I don't even want to think about that. I know it's important, but it's Jesus Christ.
There's so many things, right?
And you should have ethically. So now, as a sales pitch, I say that sort of shit a lot.
Yeah.
Because, you know, under quarantine, especially before any sort of vaccine rolled out or anything was, before we knew anything, OnlyFans really blew up because everybody was super isolated. And I would often say online, it's the most ethical way to, you know, vent your sexuality under COVID-19. And that's true, but also I be watching porn. I love
it. Yeah.
What?
No. That's how I feel too. Cause I subscribe to somebody's OnlyFans, and then I look at their OnlyFans, and I'm just today you're not doing it for me. The other side.
I don't actually get off to anyone's OnlyFans. It's more for appreciation, but I'm not on a lot of porn only. It's mine isn't porn. It's just you know, I'm just in lingerie.
Right.
Well, I follow a lot like that, but the guys I follow are actually doing the most. And, you know, I take back what I just said. I will say, I'm going to divide this on gender line.
Women
I follow is more for appreciation, and it is sexual, but it's more I like the way your body looks, and I just want to see it sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Versus the man, I want to see what's going on. I need to see a little action video or something.
I do like Instagram. That's why there's some great Instagram accounts. And I find that I've been finding that in quarantine, the new accounts that I follow on Instagram are just people who have great bodies, and they're just beautiful bodies. And I'm just it doesn't matter the size or anything. I'm just oh yeah, this is a body that I really like to look at. And it's I appreciate this. It's making me horny, but at the same time, I can't do anything about this. I don't want, and also at the same time, I don't want to do anything about it.
Sometimes in these typical times, it's just nice to remember that hot people are out there, and you could know them or see them, but you know, mainly they're on the internet and you can see them from lots of different angles. It's nice. I've told Kanice about this in a DM or on Main. I don't even remember.
Yeah.
I'm thirsty all over the internet. But FetLife. I use FetLife for that a lot, mainly because masks and men thirst trap on there, whereas they do not on other parts of the internet. And
I appreciated that tip. So I posted, hey, where do I find pictures of men who are good at this? Because there's a lot of dudes who and I've talked about this before, and I'm planning on doing more research into it, but men don't understand the female gaze at all.
No.
They don't. And so, like, when they're like, "Ooh, I'm being hot," it's always like, "Are you mad about something?" Or like, "Why are you taking weird. So many photos of yourself in a car?" Like, I really don't get it.
Look,
I get it.
You get it. Okay,
I get it because men don't ever think about it. Like, they don't think about like the female gaze. They're just like, it's not. I'm speaking for all men. I feel like it's just like what. Do I think makes me look hot, and it's not always just aligned with lighting or like what room you're in or the decor around you. It's like what makes me look powerful. So you can look someone like in front of their fucking car, or like they're at the gym, they're at the fucking gym, or they're at like just some stupid ass like not a place where
that's why y'all be holding up fish and shit because
yeah, right. Important power.
It's important to you.
Yeah, but not right. to anyone. Like, I've never heard a woman be like, "Oh man, that fish picture. I wasn't into him. I wasn't gonna swipe right. But that fish
the size of that fish.
But I've also like never heard like, a man is like a bit like you like women worry about like the lighting, like the clothes that they're wearing, like exactly how much they're revealing. And men are just like, "Whoa, she's hot." You know, like there is like a different.
You think
is,
the effect?
Yeah. Yeah. As like yeah, you think that, you but think. You don't because you don't know yeah. that you're being affected by these. Things.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Because the ones that you say are the most hot are the ones with. Yeah. The lighting. The
sure. Angle, exactly. No.
Subtle, or not the subtle reveal, but
yes, we don't think that we know. So we don't think about that when we're posting pictures. We don't think about
clearly,
those things.
No.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like because I feel like women from like birth are taught about what to do and how to be sexy, and which is sick and nasty, and like we need to stop.
Yes.
But like I was thinking about the male gaze before I really even understood the implications of it and how to be attractive. Like at what age? It's kind of gross at what age women in general start to be aware that they should be attractive to men.
Oh my gosh!
Mm-hmm. And okay, whereas so. Men in their at their big age, I still don't know if they have ever thought about like, does a woman like this? Like, I don't know what y'all consider.
I was
that.
Yeah.
I was taking care of my cousins. This was like 10 years ago, so they were like, I want to say 6 and maybe 3, mm-hmm. and they would like put things like they would grab things and like my cousins are black. I'm a black person, and they would like attach things to their hair and like pretend to have like super long hair, yeah. and then like just I mean stuff that you see like Lola Bunny doing or not yeah. Lola Bunny. Well, that's Space Jam, but who's the other one who married to Roger Rabbit?
Oh yes, Jessica Rabbit.
Jessica Rabbit. And they're like, I've got to do this, and so they're like doing arm touchy stuff, and I'm like, what the? You're 6 and 8, but they don't. They're 6 and 3, and they don't know what it is, but they of know course. That they're supposed to do it. It yeah. blows my mind.
It's really kind of it's very disturbing when you think about it, but it also it translates into stuff like this where it's like men are just out here existing and they're sort of like exerting power and thirst traps, and it's like okay. Like, that's one way to do it. Like, okay, exert your power, but like, I'm not turned on by this fish. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
what
yeah,
are you
yeah.
doing?
100, it's right. Like, I'm not turned on. Oh, cool. I can see like everybody, I can see other people showering in the gym, or like, I can see like your dirty laundry in the background and the like the locker room. Like, no, I'm not, none of this
that's
shit is
cute.
Now, on the flip side of it, there are people who are super good, men and just masks who are super, super good
yeah.
at their trapping. And that always shocks me too. Like, that's always. And it's like if it's outside of a sexual context, like if it's not on FetLife, if it's just like some guy I met and then I'm sending him a thirst trap, I have to go back now because yeah. you gotta know, like, yeah. Yeah. You, like you don't give a prompt, you just see what they're gonna come back with.
Right.
And sometimes they really, I'm like, wow, okay, interesting. I'm more curious about it. So those are always a pleasant surprise. I don't know how they got that way. I want to learn more.
There's some things that I'm working on right now, and one of them is like helping men understand the gaze and like how to better use Ooh, it.
Why?
Because I like thirst traps, and I want
go to where the people already know how to do this. Why are you teaching people anything?
Well, because also like in the same way that I've asked you multiple times how to take a thirst trap,
and I've never helped you.
I want to be clear. You have. I observe. Okay. I'm learning. But
I want to be clear, Rebecca. You're not the only person to offer Kinesis advice on Thirst Trap. She had a bunch of people advise her. It's not you. It's Kinesis.
Okay.
And let's be clear. Kinesis takes good Thirst Traps. She just is not confident.
Yeah, I know. That's like, you don't need my help. Get out of here.
Yeah. She takes them. Like you've sent me like multiple pictures where it's like, yeah, this is a good Thirst Trap. And I'm like, yes. And then when you posted it on Instagram, it was like a little like this big. You know how you can like lower the size of the picture? It was like,
what do you mean?
1 inch by 1 inch. And it was
on
like,
on your stories or on your regular Instagram?
Stories.
Oh, her stories. Well. It'll be covered with like blocks of letters being like, oh my God, I'm posting my Thirst Trap and you can't see any of it because Kinesis is covering it.
Oh, okay, really listener, small. You cannot see Rebecca's face, but it is a roast of me. So we're all
it's not a roast of you. Right now. It's not a roast of you. This is all news to me. This is me reacting in real
time. I'm roasting
like
you, Kinesis.
We were talking about Roger Rabbit a second ago. Like, if you saw Roger Rabbit ever drink alcohol, I did one of those. Like, fire just shot out of my ears. I'm just like, because you're so hot. And like, yeah. I've seen just a casual picture of you doing nothing before, and it looks good. So it's kind of like, you know, make your pictures tiny if you want to, put words on them if you want to, but you know, these people are going to see it whether you like it or not.
Yeah, Kinesis, so, remind me to send you a picture that came up on my phone the other day of you in this like,
I used to do shit like this. This is why I'm upset.
Yeah.
I used to pull shit like this and it's like, no, bitch, show them.
Yeah. Show them. Agreed. Show them.
Okay.
Yeah, I gotta send you this photo.
This is what you wanted. Like, you wanted me to yell at you about Thirst. Well, you wanted my help, and what you don't know is this is what my help is.
Honestly, appreciate it. This is the type of thing that I respond to. This sort of instruction, being somewhat yelled at, slightly shamed, but in a fun way.
No, not at all. I just am like, look, like you're so high. Just
thank you.
You know what it is about, though? It is just about shamelessness.
Oh, I've got so much of it, I realize.
I don't think it's shamelessness as much as just like confidence. It's like there's obviously
there. It can be both, bro.
Yeah, it can be both.
I do agree it is both.
Yeah.
For me, it was like the confidence to be shameless because I see a lot of people doing shit where I'm like, oh, that's pretty dope. I wish I could do that. But it's like, yeah, you just could though. Like, I could do that.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And I will, you know? So it's just like that sort of, it's like a small, like, for me at least, I'm only speaking for myself because I will say before the pandemic, I was more sheepish about, to a degree, about thirst trapping and stuff. And now I'm like, I just honestly don't care anymore. So
Yeah.
The world it's meaningless. So much of things have lost meaning. Just fucking do it. Yeah.
I love how everybody's moving this week. I'm going to be in an apartment by myself. Expect photos.
Look.
Weird photos.
I'm ready for whatever manifests.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. And just having your own space. Like, that's like...
The
good
dream.
2021 energy. That's,
dude, for real.
That's if people can visit, please visit me. I mean, I'm going to have a couch eventually. That's like on my third levels of things to do, but yeah.
Baby steps. Get yourself settled. You know, feel the space. Put your mirror in a good spot with some sunlight. Oh, I see it.
Yep.
My mind is seeing it. I'm ready.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Rebecca, have you been dating at all during the pandemic, or has it just been like, no?
Unfortunately, yeah. Like, I started shooting shots. Like, I shot my first shots during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
How did it feel?
you know, the first one, I was like, bitch, just do it. And I just did. It was a wild DM. It was a risky DM. I would categorize it as a
yeah.
Okay, can you not necessarily the text that you sent, but sometimes
I'll tell you.
Okay, cool.
I tweeted about this was like early quarantine when we were all we thought we were crazy. We were like, I'm so crazy. I've been hot for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We didn't even know. So I was just like a little manic, and so I tweeted out. I asked Twitter, "Hey, I'm gonna shoot a shot like a crazy person. Like, I'm gonna shoot a shot. What should I say?"
Yeah.
And I tweeted some joke. Like, I should ask, hey, what that thing smell like? I wouldn't actually do that.
Yeah.
But I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
One of the maybe fourth least offensive options, because they were all pretty
right?
Was something like, you know what it is, or some shit like that. Like, some phrase where it's like, that's not appropriate.
So I would love to just say to a dude, you know what it is.
You know what it is, yeah.
And then
know.
Okay. Guy message. And he voted on the thing. I'm like, when I send it to him, he's gonna know it. But, you know, yeah, just not being a clear human. Yeah. So I'm playing all these games and shit, and I send this poor man. He was like, basically like, oh, cool.
Oh,
brought it up again. Until about 2 months ago. Okay, well, this person dropped the phrase that I dropped in my comments about 2 months ago, and I'm like, it's too late.
Oh.
It's so, and not on some spite shit, they're still very hot, but yeah. I've had two breakups since then. I'm in the house like, well, don't, he waited too long, but yeah. I shot two more shots after that and they went much better.
Yeah, I yeah. like when women shoot their shot, dude, because that's how I started dating my girlfriend. She shot her shot and then I was like, yeah, all right. Whoa. I'm in. Yeah,
I love it now. Now it's my favorite
it's
thing
great.
To do.
Yeah. As a guy, I gotta say, it's intimidating only because you're just like, ah, like this doesn't happen very often, but it feels good. I have to say, once you get over that out. Initial it, it's it feels so good.
Yeah, the second guy was freaked out. He acted like he was on a prank show.
What?
It wasn't quite that extreme, but he was like, what did I ever do to do that? I was like, okay. It was very much like, very much he was surprised. And he also was like, I didn't even know you knew I existed. And I felt very like, now I'm turning off because you're too honored by this. Like, I don't like it anymore.
Now, that's the thing. You can't tell the person that it freaks you out. You just got to feel freaked out.
Yeah.
You got to feel freaked out. Inside. And then you just got to act cool until it doesn't feel weird anymore.
No, this person is very expressive and they let me in on every step of the thought process. And I'm like, oh. Like, this is a burden now. I just wanted to tell you you were hot. And now I'm like on a pedestal. Like, who needs it? You know?
Yeah. Because a lot of women don't shoot their shot. And I'm such an advocate for shooting your shot.
I'm going to do it from now on. Because look, I was waiting to see what I was reeling in. And Jesus fucking Christ. So I'm like, what do you like, Rebecca? Fuck what they like. Of course you like me. I'm the shit. What yes. do I like? I'm going to go talk to those guys. So I was really sick of like waiting to see what washed up on shore.
Yes. I'm doing that. I think I'm
cut it out.
I'm not even fishing. I'm not. Building a raft.
I'm not fishing anymore either, but when I'm ready to fish again, I'm gonna be the person, because it's like I used to kind of like hope people liked me, and I like that's not a great position to do anything from.
Yeah.
It's almost the wrong way to do everything. I'm speaking about myself. So yeah. It's kind of like I don't want to, like, why would I do that? Like, so I'm like, what do you like? And then just see if that turns out good. So I'm only mainly worried about myself and like what I'm interested in versus like if some random man is like this is not what I think about anymore.
So, yeah.
Shooting shots.
I think I'm going to shoot shots. And I have to admit, I think, and this is definitely based on Instagram and quarantine, I think my type has shifted. Rebecca, what are you, you're making a lot.
Mine too. Like, I don't even know where to start, actually.
So, okay. Yeah,
can you tell us
how your guys have shifted?
So it felt really validating, I will say, when I asked people like, who are some people who are posting thirst traps men who are doing it well? And a few people posted about wrestlers. I think I like a meathead now, y'all. I think I like just like a, not necessarily dumb, but I'm not against that anymore. just like a meaty dude who's just like, I pick things up and I put them down, and I'm like, hell yeah.
Okay,
I love it.
Yeah, I like that too. I feel like you've always been into that, but just secondarily, as opposed to like, yeah, that's been your secondary type.
Yeah.
As opposed to your primary type, which is like weird Jewish guy with like weird facial hair and like could wow. be like evil, but like probably is just a nerd. Mm-hmm. But like could be evil.
Yeah.
You know? Denise.
Yeah.
Denise, I'm scared.
What?
Because those are my last two types before the type that I just gave up on.
Okay.
Tell me more.
Yeah.
Just so the first kind that Roham's just, I left Chicago over one of those. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
And then the meathead, I was just delivered from that phase. I was literally dating a wrestler. I'm
hell
so
yeah.
delivered.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
I was on to whatever the shit I was doing during the pandemic. I don't even know how to describe it in the sentence or less.
we have
but the meathead phase was fun though.
Right?
It was fun. Yeah, hot and dumb. I had jokes about it and everything. Like, yeah, it's a good time. Like, yeah. you're gonna have a lot of material.
It's so funny because like there are just so many men who like, they're just like, oh, she's perfect. She's hot and she's stupid. And that's like my type. And it's like with women, with women, like both of you are just like, or Rebecca, you were like, that got old kind of quickly. And for men, I feel like there's so many men who are just like athletes who are just like, no, that's like, that's my shit.
That's the ideal. Yeah,
that's the goal.
Yeah. And God bless, you know, to each is her own, you know. I'm not going to begrudge anybody their consensual choices.
Yeah,
not for me. definitely not for me. I won't be doing that shit anymore, but God bless.
Yeah.
You know, harmless. The meathead phase, ultimately harmless. Yeah. A lot of fun.
Now, what do you move on to now? What phase are you on right now?
What's the phase now?
Mm-hmm. Right now.
You made eyes as though you needed to be rescued in this situation.
I need to blink. No, I just rescued myself from some bullets. I don't know what my type is now. I'm not sure how cis men are involved in what my type is.
Okay.
Right.
I'm not sure where they fit into it. We'll find out. So my type that during quarantine was basically like really fun guys. I just wanted to hook up, honestly.
Yeah.
But I kept catching feelings like every time.
That's
so hard. I'm like, now my type is like Rebecca O'Neal and possibly other women. We'll see.
Yeah. I'm hoping this happens to me soon. I really do.
I don't have the answer.
Can I say it's starting to happen a little bit with me where I find like I've been finding more guys attractive.
That's
like
hot.
I was like looking through, I was like watching, I don't watch that much porn, but I was watching porn the other day and like just some like gay porn happened to like pop up and I was like, oh, this is nice. And I like looked, I don't really watch it ever. Yeah. And I was like, that guy has a nice dick. And I was like, oh, that guy's face is nice. And I was like, oh, it'd be cool. And it's just like, oh, interesting. I didn't know this part of my sexuality.
Hell yeah.
I mean,
I'm not quarantine for that.
Yeah, I'm not classifying myself as anything different, but I'm just like, oh, this is like something I didn't know about myself. Maybe I'm into guys a little bit.
You absolutely love to see it. I feel like everybody's sort of just discovering, just becoming more themselves during quarantine. Like, whatever that is, you're just getting more of that.
Yeah.
You're just going to come out the other side like extra Rohan. Like,
I hope so. I started taking antidepressants, and it's been really helpful in finding out who I actually am instead of being very anxious all the time. It's like, oh, all right, I guess I'm into this shit now.
Don't you love it? Oh,
yeah.
You love
that. So nice.
I'm team that. I'm team like no guilty pleasures. Like if you're not hurting anybody, like what would you be guilty about? Like I don't believe in that, honestly. I like some stuff that's pretty stupid, I guess, but I love that shit. You know what I mean? Like
exactly. As long as it's not hurting anybody, as long as you can be open about it. If you like, I promise I won't be open about it and be like, oh, this is cool. I think I might be into this. That's it. It's like, okay. They're accepting of it. I don't care.
No, that's good. Honestly, I've stated before, I think two guys, one girl is great. And I think that you are like, oh, I'm totally comfortable with naked dudes. Yeah, I hope that for you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't, I would like to know if I am, but I don't want to, I don't want to like, I don't think I want to like date anybody. Like, I don't know. It's just something that I've only.
No, all I mean is that you being comfortable with nude men.
Oh yeah,
that thing easier.
Oh yeah. 1,000,000%.
Instead of, I don't know, I imagine like when I'm dating someone, I imagine being like, oh, would you like to try this thing? And so many of those dudes, I'm like, oh, this guy would be 100% freaked out.
Two dude threesome.
Yeah.
Oh, hot.
I'm into that. I would do that.
Hot, yeah.
Is that not good, Rebecca?
What do you mean?
The two dude threesome. Have you had a threesome with two dudes and like, or two girls?
I had a joke about it. Yeah. Like a long time ago. I've had one. It was fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't had any issues with them. Like, but I definitely have had issues. Now this is, I don't know what it's going to sound, but I've had issues with threesomes with two women before.
Oh.
Okay.
But only because the man involved was not being truthful.
Okay.
What is this?
Times.
What does this mean?
Oh boy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so this is super crazy. I was way younger than I am now. You know how that is. So I was gonna have a threesome with this guy who I had been having. I had like casual sex with him. He told me it was a girl he was having casual sex with. She was cool with it. We hadn't met each other. We went to a bar. Were they? No, fuck. This is a red flag. They came to the open mic I was hosting. I've forgotten this part. Yeah, I know. I got that.
Wow. That anyone after an open mic would be like, I would like to fuck people here. I don't know.
I'm hilarious. I don't know how y'all get down, but yeah, I was hilarious. They loved me. And so that wasn't even the issue though. Like, so it was just a weird start to the evening.
Sure.
So they're drunk, I'm drunk. We get to the girl's house and we were having a good time, I thought. Girl's house. She opens the door a little bit and she sort of pushes it back really firmly, puts her arm in front of it, looks at me and goes, have you ever been here before? And I'm like, what do you know? But what's going on here?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
What's going on here? Like, why are you? So I had a million questions, obviously. I stayed in the hallway for those questions just in case she had any more like anger.
Yeah.
So clearly they were together.
Yeah.
And so I found that out in the hallway. They were arguing. That threesome did not happen.
Did he live there?
Look, girl, I didn't talk to those people after that.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But from what I was able to piece together, boyfriend and girlfriend in a relationship, that was her place. He made it seem like I was just some girl who was into threesomes that he'd never had sex with before.
Oh my god!
How does what a fucking idiot that guy is! Without that coming out, like
that guy's such an idiot. Yeah. Oh, that's the stupidest thing in the entire
it's
world.
It's very silly to me to assume that women won't talk to me. Like if in the same place really won't speak to each other, things won't come up. Like why?
That's why they didn't used to let us read, because they like to lie. They like to lie.
And he didn't tell you that he was cheating on his girlfriend with you. Like you just had no idea.
He didn't tell me anything or her anything.
Tell you shit.
And I didn't know that was gonna happen. Look, trust me. If he would have told me he had a girlfriend, I was young and stupid. I probably would have still fucked him at that age.
sure.
But I definitely wouldn't have been like, sign me up for a threesome with a scorned woman.
Just get the hell out of here. I can't imagine having sex with like one guy who feels weird amounts of guilt and a lady who's
I don't think he was capable of guilt. I think he was one of those no empathy type of humans, because
he clearly is, because he thought that he could get away with that. Like he could get away with bringing his mistress to a threesome.
Yo, and it's like, here's the crazy part. I found out I was, first of all, I was a real bird. You're going to learn from these next two tales. I found out I was like the side chick in the situation where I wasn't even in a relationship. I just thought I was having some guilt-free sex with somebody.
Yeah.
Turns out, you know, there's a whole like life involved on the side. So I found it out twice from guys who wanted to set up threesomes with their girlfriends. And I'm like, does that seem like what I... what about me?
There are a surprising number of women that I know who have been like, I was sleeping with this guy casually, and then I found out they were dating somebody. Like within like 4 months or like five, like it took like a while, and I was like, and I was just like, damn. Like, and they're like, this has happened multiple times, and it's not, I'm just like, damn.
You know,
like
when I was younger, there was one that was like that. This one I just talked about, those were the two. But yeah, and like my recent life, that's also happened, but it was before I went out on a date with the guy or anything. Mm-hmm. Like, I found out after we'd been like texting each other that he had like a full relationship, like years together. Like they're like all on Instagram, loving each other, like hashtag black love. So yeah.
Oh God. Ooh. I barely have enough time for myself and maybe one other person.
Right.
The ability to juggle all these people, to keep important dates straight, to do all that. I'm a little
bit people don't do dates and stuff. Like, if you're doing all that, I doubt you're like, you know, on her birthday or Valentine's Day doing anything too impressive, because how could you even manage? Like, you gotta be, I don't know how they do it, not very well, because the only ones I've known about, the stories fell apart pretty quickly. I think I just am too involved with myself to even be trying some shit like that. Right. Also, it's the lie part though. It's the lie part, because you can like definitely be an ethical slut and like fuck as many people as you want, but like that tricky shit.
Yeah, you got to just be honest and be like, it would be cool if we could sleep with Rebecca. Like, it would be.
You know what? Yeah, men should be honest. I agree.
I mean, you got to be honest. I've talked to my girlfriend about like the idea of sleeping with other people. Uh-huh. Like sometimes I feel that way, and it's like you just have to be honest about it. Like, sometimes I want to act on it, other times I don't, and I don't care. I'm just telling you now. Because it's just like, rather than like me resenting you over time, I just need to let you know that I am attracted to other people sometimes, because that's how I don't know. I feel like that's an important thing to disclose. to let.
I feel like people are never going to stop being attracted to other people, yeah. no matter what yeah. their relationship status. That's just, we're humans alive on Earth.
Yeah, and, exactly. Know, I might as well just be honest about it.
I wouldn't need the person I was with to announce it every time, but
no.
I just assume that you will find people attractive over the course
I'm imagining
of our relationship.
Over dinner, yeah. just like yeah. Rohan being like, hey,
here's the list of women that I thought about fucking today, just for transparency.
Just want to let you know.
Yeah.
That woman over there, that person, this person over there.
I don't need that transparency.
I feel bad sometimes. I like on Instagram and I'm just like, oh look, and I like Jolie. I'm like, oh hey, look.
Hey,
well, I don't think you need to do that.
I don't need to do that. And then just like, let's both enjoy.
Hey, look, I've definitely thirsted with a partner.
Yeah.
With people before, that's pretty fun, actually.
That is, yeah.
Yeah, that can
that's
be nice.
That's validating.
Okay.
Yeah, Kinesi, you need to thirst more. That's the.
I don't know. I mean.
I was like, I am very, like, I think I'm obviously thirsty.
That's part of the brand, yeah? Like, not, like, in a bad way, but, like, in a fun, because me too, like, I love a hot human, like.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I meant not that way. I meant you need to, like, post more thirst traps and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes. I, you know what?
Yeah, your persona is horny.
Weather stuff, I will do that.
Yeah, Durso described it best. Andrew Durso, Kinesi is tragically horny.
I don't know who this
tragically
person is.
Horny.
I don't know who this person is, but I don't like the cut of his jib.
Yeah.
I don't like how he puts things. Yeah. Tell him he can keep it.
What? I resent.
That's funny as fuck, though.
Yeah, I resent funny. Tragic.
Like, yeah, I'm like, what's with the qualifier, my dude? Like,
tragically horny.
It makes everyone sad how horny I am.
You're just horny.
We're in quarantine, we all are, though. Like, I've been out here bad on Twitter in like April, May. It was fucked up over there. Like, I was saying some very uncalled for things. Just bad.
Do you think that women can be creepy, Rebecca?
Yes.
I don't think a woman can be creepy.
Yes, we can.
You think so?
I'm not thinking about the things I'm thinking about right now.
A person.
Yeah, I've been creeped out by plenty of bitches before. Are you kidding me? Oh, I will talk about the strip club briefly, okay?
Yeah.
Women, now, I'm not trying to be like this. I don't know how this is going to sound. I'm just going to tell the truth. But I will say there are rules in the strip club. You can't just be putting your hands wherever you want them. But I will say that women in the strip club, not that men are not entitled, they are. And they're the primarily most entitled people you will run into in the strip club.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I was shocked by how handsy women are in the strip club. Because it's kind of like, I got it, you got it. So I'm gonna, and I'm like, ah! Like, what are you?
You're like a separate person. Get your hands off me.
Yo, there's something to that. There's something, straight women, it doesn't, the orientation kind of doesn't matter. It's just more of a, like, we're the same gender sort of.
Right.
Where it's like things that if men were to do them in the club, they might get asked to stop or to even kicked out. But it's kind of like a permissive attitude. So yeah, women can be pretty fucking creepy, like hot women, every type of woman. Yeah.
That's true.
That's a special circumstance though. But to answer your question,
No, it's towards guys. Like, I feel like I've never heard a man describe a woman as, oh, she's creepy. Like, even if she was like too thirsty in the DMs or like whatever, like it didn't work out, they were like, she creeped me out. Like, I've never heard a guy say that.
I think they'd probably have to have a knife in their hand for a man to
be right. Yeah,
a woman who wants to have sex.
Like,
you know what
like
I mean?
What those women did to you, obviously incredibly creepy and uncalled for, but like, I think like to men, like if you, no matter how thirsty you are, or like no matter how like your shot didn't land, like no man is gonna be like, she was creepy. They'd be like, oh, she was just too thirsty. You know, like no one's gonna.
There's a video that I think of all the time, and it's this lady, and she's masturbating on the subway.
Oh, I've seen it.
Yeah, and she like, I think she like reaches out and like puts her hand on someone's leg, and I was like, that's creepy.
It's a white lady.
That part.
Yeah, it was a white lady.
A what?
Wait, how long ago was this?
I saw it on Instagram a while ago, so it.
Oh, so someone posted on Instagram. Oh,
like someone was like filming this woman be a creep. And people were like, get away from me, creepy lady.
Sure. Look,
was she standing up?
No.
Okay, I'm thinking of a different woman.
A different woman.
Damn.
Look, damn. Hey, humans are human. I think to be qualify as creepy, though, there has to be some sort of a power imbalance. Like,
yeah,
power has to be on the side of the aggressor, because women can be fucking weird and shit. But
yeah,
I think to be creepy, there has to be a little fear involved. And
yeah,
y'all are not afraid of us as a general rule.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
You can be true. Uninterested in a woman who's approaching you, but she's not going to creep you out. You're just going to probably ignore her or make fun of her with your friends if you're an asshole. But
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not be creeped out unless she's like got the knife again.
Right, right, right. I'm gonna kill you. Yeah, that kind of shit. Yeah, yeah, no.
I think creepiness is definitely about power. At least for me, when I'm thinking of creepy shit, I actually mean like haunted, spooky, or like creepy, like patriarchy shit. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, that's fair. That's actually, yeah, that's very fair. There are two separate videos of women masturbating on the subway.
I'm shocked because I'm like,
I'm genuinely the
video
shocked.
I'm talking about. She was just standing up, going. At it, like absolutely going at it on the train. I'm like,
I don't like. I would.
She wearing a pink shirt.
Wait, what?
A pink shirt.
No, she was wearing, I think, like a black jacket. I'll find.
I was thinking maybe different parts of the same video because I'm like, no way could two women be doing.
Just like, how could you like? If I'm masturbating, I'm intending to come. I cannot imagine coming on a train. Like, there's too much. It was like the antithesis
mm-hmm.
of coming is the train to me.
I hate this. I hate this. I hate everything about it, honestly, because she's violating everybody on that train. Like, this is bad news.
This is pre-COVID, right? That you saw this video?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Because imagine like doing that now. Like, I was on the train and I saw somebody sleeping, and I was like, "Why? How are you so comfortable to sleep during COVID? Like, you could just get. You're like, I want to spend as little time as possible on this train before I can get out. Like, you're gonna go to sleep and risk missing a stop.
Yeah.
Risk gonna get COVID more. Like, it's crazy. I don't know. So that, and then so. Anyway, yeah, I don't know why I brought that up. I brought it up to say masturbating on the train is weird.
Yeah, I'm against it, and that's why it's against the law.
Like, yeah, it is a crime. It is, and it should be. You know, some laws are stupid, and that's not one of them.
Yeah.
Have you all met anybody on the subway? Has anyone approached you and you actually went on a date with them after they like, approached you? It doesn't have to be the subway in New York, like a train in general.
I have done that to somebody.
You have done that to
somebody? You know what? This is a shot that it must be New York. I shot this shot before COVID.
Hell yeah.
I moved to New York. Okay.
No.
I saw someone on a train platform mm-hmm. who was famous on a social media site in about 2013 or 2014.
Okay.
Okay.
And I was like, hey, are you, insert screen name.
Yeah, yeah.
And that person was like, yeah, like totally like, what the fuck? But you know, we started talking, this person was very attractive. We exchanged information, but then I met my ex, so I didn't talk to them for a while. But then, you know, we went out a couple times afterwards. So yeah.
Okay.
We're still friends on the internet. So I was the weirdo on the subway in this story.
Oh no, that's fine. I don't think it's weird. I think it's cool that like I think if you like go out with it's like the ultimate shooting your shot. You just like approach someone. You're like, I think that you're attractive, or I like the book that you're reading. I don't know, whatever. And then you just ask them out.
I need to try this. I've truly in person never.
I was only because I knew who he was, like without a doubt. And we had interacted. This was literally at this point, like 7 years ago or something, or maybe like 6 years prior. I don't remember what year this was. Too long ago to be bringing up some old shit from the internet, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, right.
Bringing up some old internet shit to somebody on like Broadway Junction. So it was a weird shot. It was a weird move. I'm glad he didn't freak out.
Yeah.
He's actually a cool person. So yeah, like that, I wouldn't say go out doing this. I just was feeling myself one day. I had on a nice look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I
haven't done it before or since though. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like post COVID, like, there was a British guy whose dog ran up to me and my friends in the park. I was like, now, given my it doesn't matterness, I'd be like, yo, hang out with us. Like,
yeah.
That's like romantic comedy shit. Like, that's the beginning of a plot right there. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to blow up your spot too much, Kenise, but you did do that on your birthday, didn't you?
What are you talking about?
You invited some guy you met on like an app to your birthday. You're just like, come to hang out with us.
No. Oh, he and I had gone on a date. Or they and I had gone on a date.
Oh, okay, okay.
And it wasn't a romantic vibe, but they were like, hey, do you want to hang out? And I was like, they like listed specifically, like, do you want to hang out at this time in this area. And I was like, actually, I will be there for a birthday party. Do you, I mean, you can come to my birthday party. And they were like, yeah, okay. So
yeah, that's, I guess, okay. It's not that same, but it's just like.
I like a little yes and though. Like if a British guy's dog runs up to you, you have good vibes and the dog wanted y'all to meet. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
I think you follow that thread and see where it goes.
I will also put this out there. If you are, this person would never listen. If you are an Indian guy with a dog who runs around in Prospect Park with, and you have a British accent, not the dog. I was about to say with a British accent, but clause wise it would be muddled.
Sure.
Please come at me.
I'll bring it up at the next Indian guy meeting that we have. I will bring it up and I'll just say, hey.
Indian guy meeting. If you had access to an Indian guy meeting this whole time and you hadn't done that, I'd be furious.
Okay? Listen, I've been looking out for cute Indian guys for you, Kenise. Yeah, absolutely.
Wait, this is an Indian guy that you don't. I thought it's not a missed connection.
I don't know this man.
Oh,
it's a missed connection.
Guy from the park.
Let's conjure him up for you. Yes. Yeah. I like this. I thought this was the guy you'd seen.
No.
No.
I like that. Have you seen that guy on
Indian guy meeting?
Yeah, I will let you know.
Okay.
Wait, what did you just say, Rebecca?
There's a guy on TikTok who like rates chai and shit. And I let him do whatever he wanted to me. he just rates chai. People make chai and he's like, yes or no. He simply rates it and I'm like, yeah. Just tell me how I'm doing on a daily basis. Just gentle encouragement.
Slide into his DMs. Be like, you're hot.
No. I can't do that.
Why can't you do that?
There are a list of reasons. Number one, the word Christian is in his. And I'm like, listen, babe, I love it. You know, we love it, but not for me. We should know each other.
Yeah, I gotta say that if it did go the way that you want, it would be too creepy. You know, like if he is a Christian, but then like you slid into his DMs and he actually was into it, he'd probably be into it in a way. He'd be like, oh no.
Well, listen, I wouldn't be against dating. And I've dated guys, you know, who are in touch with their religion and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's the fact that like, it's his number one identifier. Like, and I, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's just a lot going on. It's like kind of dating a cop a little bit to me. Like,
I
don't want that
around me right now.
No, 100%.
Yeah.
That's one of my.
That was really hot.
I see that on dating sites so often, where I'm like, oh, smart, interesting. Has done a lot. Oh, follower of Christ. He didn't even just say Christian. Says follower of Christ, and I'm like. It's probably not gonna work out.
Yeah, it depends on. I'm not opposed to it. It's just like if that's like what you're leading with, I know kind of enough about. Because you know the way I'm living my life and the way you're living, it's just not gonna work.
At some point, it's not gonna be the right thing. I can't date anybody who's religious either.
You're just super religious, like it's a part of your identity. That's not for me right now.
Yeah.
Also, like if you're I'm sorry, this is probably wrong to say, but I'm automatically suspicious. I'm just suspicious of you. Like, are you a cop? Especially if you put like Christian.
A little bit like the cop thing. Yeah. It's just like I don't feel like we're gonna have any fun. Like the things I consider fun, you consider damnation. And I don't think that we would be very compatible. If I want to smoke weed and you wanna like quote, you know, the Bible. I don't know.
Right.
I don't want to find out, honestly. Yeah.
But if I want to smoke weed and you don't want to, and you're like not comfortable with me hanging out smoking weed, you know, like it's just like that kind of shit.
Here's the thing though. I've known a couple people like who will, and it's not just Christianity, but people who are like very like principled about things that ultimately don't matter and they come down to a matter of an opinion, but like they consider that morals.
Yeah.
But they will date people who don't align with that and then just roast them the entire time, and I'm like, why is this happening?
Very
odd behavior.
I don't understand that in the least. That seems like you are more interested in being with someone than actually the person that you're with, because if that bothered you, like if someone's morality bothered you, you should just dump them right away.
You would think, but humans are wild, man. We'd be doing some weird ass shit.
The number of maladaptive things that people do is always surprising, where it's like, wait, so you wanted this outcome, so you did the exact opposite? I don't understand.
Unfortunately, most of us are doing our best, and that's the crazy part.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember, but I will say that, like, I remember being like 22 and being like really drunk and like talking to this girl, and she was just saying like this horrible, horrible stuff. But I was so drunk, and I was just like, "Yeah,
what sort of horrible stuff?"
Yeah, like, we need to cut like welfare because poor people don't know how to like use it. Just like, and she was talking about like India stuff, and it was like talking about like cash shit, and I was like.
Oh, no.
I was like, so drunk, and she was really hot, and I had never like had sex, so I was like, oh yeah,
that's life, that's growth, you know, like, yeah. Everybody, hey,
oh, of course,
no regrets, you know, like,
I just wanted to tell the listeners that I'm not a perfect person.
No one among us is.
Thank you, Rohan. Thank you for clarifying that, because based on all of the episodes of this podcast, they would believe it.
They would believe that I'm absolutely
vulnerable in this moment.
Oh my God, dude.
All right. I am excited to host more Thirst Traps. I'm going to do this. I'm going to stop being like,
no pressure.
Hide everything.
Rebecca, you're being too nice.
I only bring it up. I would never pressure you to do a thirst trap. I only bring it up because you specifically asked me about this.
Yes.
Like, at your own pace. No pressure from Rebecca O'Neill, you know?
Yeah, Rebecca, you're being too nice.
I feel good and like, I'm like, oh, I look pretty good. I could document that and share it.
Rebecca, you're being thoughtful. You're being nice. You're being considerate. I am like, Kenise, get those thirst traps out here. I've seen them. I've seen you.
You are one of the few people who has been behind the curtain. You know what's going on out there. I've seen some glimpses, and I'm excited to see what's next.
Yes, you know? Thank you.
I'm excited to see what's next. You know what we're missing is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'd love to find out.
Yes. See, there we go. That's good. I like this. Kenise?
Okay.
Get going.
I was bad cop in the beginning, and now I'm considerate cop who understands where you're coming from. Who still wants to see those cheeks, but at your own pace.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, and that does make me feel more comfortable with myself. I will briefly touch on the news story. So, Skin brand condoms, which I've never bought in my life.
Oh, I use them. They're great.
But are they as protecting as latex condoms?
Yeah, they're good.
What's the value add?
No, I don't know. They feel nice.
They feel nice?
Yeah.
So there's like a weird religious thing in the back of my head where it's just like, if it feels nice, I don't think it works that well. And that, what is that in my brain?
It feels nice. I used them for the first time during the pandemic. They feel nice.
You were like, these are good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, but go on.
But according to them, more people than we think are having sex and dating in the pandemic. I mean, I have been, and Rebecca, you have been, but a lot of people have been like, oh no, dating. But most people are dating.
Yeah.
Some people, 39% of respondents said that they have experienced an increased sex drive since the start of the pandemic.
Yeah, no shit. No, no.
Yeah, the drive, really? Just the drive.
The drive.
The dude, driver.
Also, like, I think I might have said this on before in the podcast. Women wearing a mask, every woman is hot automatically with a mask on.
So it's noses so and mouths you've been objecting to this whole time?
This is what I didn't know. It's just, you have to be slightly withholding, and I'm immediately, it's like, even if you're withholding for the sake of public health.
It does sound personal, but I'm not going to argue with you.
Yeah. That's me. If you're withholding, no matter what the reason is, I find it attractive.
Love it.
You just want a little more. You just want a little more. I hear that.
Just, let me see what's under there. Like, I just want to see.
Oh my God.
Come on.
38% of people have reported they're experimenting more in bed since the start of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, interesting. I understand that impulse, though, because on the other side of it, I started dating somebody, but I'm like, oh, once this is over, I'd love to go to a sex party. Like, I love, and before the pandemic, I was like leaning that way, but I wasn't like, I was like, whatever, I don't need to do this. But like now I'm like, oh, this is something. I now it's been, the opportunity was taken away from me.
Now you're like, I have back. To do this.
Yeah, I can do it. I want to do this.
Nice. I've dated some people who were experimental and some people who are decidedly not experimental. And that's a different, you know what? I'm not going to get into that. It's something that people I wish wouldn't do.
Yeah.
I mean, not I was already doing weird stuff before this, so I just sort of leaned in, I guess. But I guess just having nothing else to do, you're like, let's just see how weird this can get. You know?
Yeah. Honestly, it's nice.
In the same way that I do weed now.
Oh, congrats. Welcome also.
Thank you. Yeah. Just edibles, because I'm still a sick asthmatic girl. But,
yeah, I also mostly do just edibles, and it's great.
But man, oh man, it's like, ooh, this is a fun little, it's a treat I give myself every Saturday to just be high as shit.
Nice. Yeah. That's self-care, honestly.
Yeah. It allows me to sleep really well. I slept 12 hours last night. I'm like,
shit.
Yeah,
I needed it though. Dream. I had not slept well the whole week, and then it was like, oh man. I did a Sudoku. Oh,
a bag of, you were nice and high. I like it.
And what?
I said you were nice and high.
Yeah, I was like, ooh, what are these, white cheddar pirate's booty snacks? Yeah.
I wonder what people's like definition of experimental is. Like, is people's definition like, okay, those 38 people who are percent of people who responded, were they like, normally I do it missionary, but then I got on top. Is that like what experimenting is, or is experimenting? Well, that
would be true though. I think it's all relative. Like,
yeah.
If you're doing it like church style or whatever, then you flip it over. That you're a new person. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that's like you open up twice as much shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. It's just so funny because like I bet there's that, and then there's other people who are like, yeah, now, I can only come if I'm tied up to my bed. You know, like, I wonder if it's the other way around. How much of that goes? The experimental thing is.
I'm going to just tie this in a bow. Mm-hmm. I think that it's people becoming more of themselves. Yeah, like.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. There's some people who I was like, do this thing. When I, before, maybe not. But now I'm like, do this thing and keep doing it until I tell you to not do that thing. Great.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hell yeah. All right. So we are coming up on the hour, and how we end every episode is with final thoughts. Do you have any things you've reconsidered, things that you'd want to reiterate, things you just want listeners to know about you? So
my final thoughts, I don't know. Just, you know, it's great to talk to people about thirsty shit. It's great to speak to people I don't live with.
Yes.
This is awesome. And you guys, hey, what a nice to see your faces. You know, do you miss comedians? I know this is a new topic. I miss comedians. Like, when I saw comedians over the summer, I was like, oh, look at us. That's so cute. So it's great to see y'all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hope to see you guys over the summer. The second it's above, like, the second the high gets above 55 and it's not literally like falling moisture all the time, then yes, I'm moving next to the park. I'm going to be in, living.
Oh, wait, where
in
are you? Oh, Prospect?
Yeah, I'm right. I'm two blocks from Prospect is where I'm moving to. So
you love to see it. Oh my goodness.
It's great. Yeah. No, I miss comedians. I miss comedy hangs. I miss like seeing comedians. I miss like talking about shows. I miss all that shit.
Right. Oh, yeah. That's so nice.
Ugh, yeah, I miss shit talking. I miss gossiping. I miss that shit.
It's great. You know, you put a couple of comedians together. You know, we don't need anything. Just your mouth and shit talking. It's great. Real. I really do miss it, honestly. And I didn't value how awesome comedians are to talk to until I wasn't around them all the time. And I'm like, right. Talk to the hell you people who don't even know how to crack a joke. Awful. It's awful.
Shocking how bad other people are at it, honestly.
Yeah. Being funny, it's just like being regular funny. Yeah. You know what? You don't realize how funny all of your friends are until you are around.
Yeah, for real.
Don't do comedy for
them. Oh my gosh. And you're like, how all of you are humorless? And I don't like
it. People are funny though, but it's just not like the same. It's not the same. Yeah. And I did miss the quickness. So it's been great to talk to you, especially about some horny shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a good time. Yeah.
That's my final thought too. Just shoot your shot. If you're a woman, absolutely shoot your shot. Don't worry about the outcome, because like not 100% of your shots are gonna go in. And it's fine. It's okay. Keep shooting. It's all good. You're gonna work on that shooting.
Respectfully.
Of course.
You can't, I was assessing based on a previous episode of the podcast. I was trying to assess, like, who do I even like? And there are like three people that I think are interesting with a capital I, but one of them is in a relationship. I should never be like, hey, I think you're the best. That's it. You can't do that.
No.
Okay, cool. No. I'm just confirming.
Never. Don't do it.
Yeah.
No, here's the thing. Here's the exception. If you see that person in public, and then you like had a conversation, and then you can just DM them and be like, it was so nice talking to you. I think I really
you know what about. You're doing, you sneaky bitch. Don't do it. Yeah. I say saying, don't do that.
I won't ever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, you I know why you would be anyway, doing that.
But I just want to confirm, like, we're not like blanket saying shoot your shot. Like,
no. I'm saying shoot your shot with respect. Obviously, respectfully was built into the implication. Okay.
Respectfully.
Shoot your shot with somebody that you think that you want to date.
Yeah.
If they're in a relationship, obviously don't shoot your shot with them. That's fucked up. But like, you know, if they're single or you don't even know what their relationship status is, shoot your shot. Okay. Get out there.
Yeah. The second shot I shot did end up being in a relationship. And kudos to a straight cis man for being upfront about that. Like, I was like, you know what? God bless that woman. You know, because he could have said anything in those DMs, but he was telling the truth.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So do it, Kenise.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
My shot. So my final thought is that I will be more proactive in shooting my shot and in showing off my body when I'm feeling particularly good about it. But I don't feel forced to do that. But it's a thing that I can do without people being like, put that away, gross woman, or something like that.
I can say, as a man, I've never said that.
Never said, put that away, gross woman?
Truly, never have said
that. My body's been all over the internet, never had that happen even one time. So there you go. All
right. Yeah.
So the only thing is friends being like, interesting. personal friends being like,
the eyeballs. Don't send that,
what is that meant to convey when someone just does the eyeballs that are big?
You know, I perceive you. I don't know.
When the eyeballs are those big, it's just like, what? Ooh, like that kind of thing.
I got a shock react on a thirst trap today from a male friend, so I deleted it.
Shock?
I know that, yeah.
Just the smiley face with the big O for
a since I like did a brand pivot and went sexier, that's happened numerous times though. It's never negative, but it's always like, what?
if there's a thirst trap that I like, I just put the fire emoji. It's like, cause you look great. That's the thing. The fire emoji, because that's what it is. There's no like other unless I'm actually into somebody, then I will DM them and be like, you look great. I will say that, you know? But if it's not, it's just fire. Like
fire is always safe. Yeah, the shock react, and I didn't think it was a negative reaction. It was just like, I went too far this time. Like, I have crossed the personal line. I'm making people uncomfortable with how comfortable I am with my body. Put it away and try another one.
All right,
an angle. Oh, that's what I. Yeah.
Then based on that, I'm going to amend my final thought to include. All right. I'm gonna respond to what I see in the world that I like and encourage that to happen more. So like both encourage the algorithms to show me more things like this, but also just be like, hey, it's good that you posted this picture of you looking fantastic. Fire emoji.
Yeah. Boom. Yeah, fire. Exactly. Exactly.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. All right, Rebecca, expect to get a bunch of fire emojis from me.
Thanks.
This has been Love About Town. Rebecca, where can people find you on the internet?
Becca_O'Neill on all social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram, Venmo, if you're so inclined. That's where you can find me. And I'm an OnlyFans. There's a link to it.
Yeah.
Pay her, subscribe. All that. I know that I can't because if I know, I'll only think of it.
Denise, no pressure. No pressure. If you'd like a thirst track, I'll send you one. Right. I'll just send it to you. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's Kenise only.
Kenise is only.
If you are not Kenise, do not even think about asking Rebecca. You have to give her money before you can see
you
that.
You must, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, you must. Exactly.
Rohan, where can people find you on
that? Rohan Padia Cool Guy on Instagram. I am Rohan Cool Guy on Twitter. And this podcast, which you should listen to and like and review and rate and just say nice things about us, please. And email us at loveabouttownpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, I'm Kenise Mobley on all the platforms. Thank you guys so much for listening. Rebecca, thank you for doing this.
Thank you for having me back.
You guys are so fun.
This is great.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.